you go to bed at night, you'd call your bank in the fire. You'd put the coals all together and cover them up with ashes, you know. And then the next morning, you took the ashes off of them, you'd have a big lie of coals there, and you put your wood on. And we had a thing called lamplighter. We'd get a Roebuck catalog, a bow out, a big piece. You'd cut them up strips about that wide and roll them together, and then bend them on the end so they wouldn't unfold. You stick them in the fireplace, get them light your lamp with them. Save matches, you know, soak them matches, pop them half the time they wet, they wouldn't strike. Man, that's what was on the southern back in the day.
Yeah.
They started improving, getting better old bucks. We got our first car in 1916 or 17, T-Mark. They got the making these lead lamps, you know, gas lamps, and got the improvement thing, got to do it pretty good. Got coming around making toilets, and they'd put the dig a hole, you know. Government started doing that. And put a seat over them, that thing, and have a pit down there.
Before that, y'all had what?
Hell, it just went to the barn, down behind a tree. They had a little toilet right up there, you know, just a board across the top of it. Have a chamber, you know. Have company, you just take a stand or a slop jar and carry in the house, and they use that during the night, and then you take it and carry it down the ditch or pit or something in the little house and pour it in. Wasn't no such thing as damn running water in the house, electricity. I can remember the first electric line ever come through that country. I believe it was in 1927. They said the Pound Light Company put one down from Sardis down the Illinois Railroad track. And before they put it in there, 4 or 5 years, we run a garage there in town. We had a Delco plant, you know, just 12 volt. Everything, the drills and the lights and everything, you cranked it up. And as long as that engine was running, well, you had lights, but when it went out, well, you didn't. And then they had some more that had big batteries in them, you know, but charged the batteries up. But we had one that you just turn the light on, and the engine would go off. As long as you gas in it, well, we had lights, and when the gas run out, that would be it.
Up over the fireplace would be a
mantelpiece, and that's where they set the lamps and everything.
Yeah.
You seen him at?
What sort of things did you have in the house to sit in and all that?
We had chairs like them, man. Covered with goat hides, and to take bark off of. You buy some new, but to take bark off a hickory tree, you know, and strip it down inside bark and plant them in there this way and that way and make squares. Make bottles out of your chair. They had pretty good furniture.
They didn't have. You have anything like that?
Like what?
Like that right there.
Hell no, there wasn't no such damn thing as a studio cap. They had a damn thing to build up a little bit they called a davinette. It's on the set on, you know, it's made out of wool or straps or something like that.
Davinette?
Yeah. Yeah, davinette. They called it just there two people or three can set it one on a living room.
Yeah.
They didn't have one to make down no damn bed or nothing, you know, like the usual now.
You said
they had the finest oak and a ball cherry bed you ever seen your family. Red big fine post on them, probably just fine. Just carved all of them handmade. Some of them now would be worth hell. I'd buy